What do you think of when you think of urban legends?
The New Jersey Devil. I also think about like the whole book about Weird New Jersey.
I think it's like a story that everyone knows, but it isn't always true.
Clinton Road. People say it's supposedly haunted. I'm still skeptical.
Gravity Hill and the Eastern State Penitentiary that's supposed to be haunted.
Something scary.
I'm Christina Ferrante.
And I'm Stephanie DiCarlo.
WRPR News.
The best creepy campfire stories are always the ones that end with the words, and it's all true because it happened to me.
In that spirit, we've tracked down two of the creepiest tales and urban legends that really happened to real people, proving once and for all that nothing is more terrifying than everyday life. Christina sat down with Nicholas Grant to ask him about his creepy encounter.
What urban legend did you encounter?
It was late at night, and I was driving with three friends. We stopped on 208 and saw a road close sign. My one friend yelled that it was Gravity Road, so we decided to drive through the roadblock and check it out for ourselves. I parked our car to see if something would happen, and we, you know, kind of felt it move. I think we were freaking each other out. We hightailed it out of there. It had to be the ghost of the girl who died in that road pushing the car.
Based on your experience, do you believe they're true?
For anyone who doesn't think an urban legend is true, it is. These stories are scary, and they exist for a reason.
But not everyone believes urban legends are real. Stephanie met up with Rosanna O'Brien to talk about her experiences with the creepy tales.
Why did you think that urban legends were fake?
I didn't think urban legends were real at all because it's very difficult to validate and back up your claims as to stuff that sounds really far-fetched. So that's kind of why I didn't believe it, and none of it had ever happened to me.
But you did have an experience, and that changed your mind.
Yeah, it did. I was driving on Clinton Road during the summer with some friends of mine, and they were trying to convince me to get me spooked out or something, and the windows were down, and we kind of slowed down by the bridge, because the road's really long, and there's a bridge that crosses over a lake, and when we stopped the car, or slowed down the car, I thought I heard a little boy's voice, and I was actually the only one who heard it, and no one else heard it, but it sounded really, like, real to me. It sounded distant, but I definitely heard, like, a boy's voice, and I thought I was just creeping myself out, but I went at home at night, and I kind of looked up Clinton Road, and I was reading some things on it, and apparently, on the bridge, there was a little boy that drowned, and sometimes his apparition is said to be seen around midnight. It freaked me out.
So it forced you to become a believer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when something like that happens to you, you have to kind of, your senses don't lie.
All this may leave you wondering, where did urban legends come from? Is there really any truth to them? Christina spoke with Elena Ferrante, a teacher at Hohokus Public School in New Jersey, to ask her about the spooky tales.
How would you define an urban legend?
An urban legend is a story that has half truth to it, that is usually passed down from generation to generation. And first, I think it's passed down orally, and then someone takes the time to write it down, and it becomes part of, I guess, that state's history.
As a teacher, do you teach or incorporate any urban legends into your lessons?
Well, in fourth grade, I guess part of our curriculum is teaching the children the difference between different types of genre, fairy tales, folklore, and what a legend is. And the state of New Jersey has, we talk about the New Jersey Devil, and this is a legend that's been passed down orally for generations, and then someone wrote it down. Now it's become part of New Jersey's, a little bit of New Jersey's unusual history. So this is a legend about a Jersey Devil. It's a creature that looks like a devil that lives in the Pine Barrens of southern Jersey, and he has wings and hooves, and he doesn't do any harm or is dangerous, but he's just supposed to live in the Pine Barrens.
Do you believe there's any truth to an urban legend?
I think that you'd have to I would have to see evidence or proof to believe that it's true. I think that that legends are formed when people don't have an understanding of maybe the unusual or something that is out of the norm, or for a way to describe why certain things happen in nature. And I think that's how legends get formed.
Whether you want to believe or not, an urban legend is a piece of American folklore, meaning the legend had to originate from a true story.
So if you're feeling brave, explore one of New Jersey's many urban legends. But remember, use caution and beware.
For WRPR News, I'm Christina Ferrante.
And I'm Stephanie DiCarlo.